Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And it's time to introduce you to our next gift for the soul for 2023. It's Mite, one of our previous hosts. And what is your gift for the soul, Mite?
Yeah, hi. My gift is a cosmic attunement session.
Ooh.
And it's...
What is that?
Yeah, it was actually something that was downloaded to me by my healer guides. And it's an energetic process where I'm sort of cleaning up the energetic environment, your own personal environment. So not only in, you know, your body or your aura, but the actual space that your being and your life takes up in the world, and removing blocks and shifting patterns and bringing insight so that you can walk your path more clearly.
So, had you how you said it was downloaded? It was something you'd intended on creating, or it just was kind of handed to you on a plate?
Yeah, a little bit in between. I was I've trained in many other modalities, and I was working with a friend doing a reconnection for her, and she said, "Hey, you know, you ought to do your own thing." And I said, "Well, yeah, I'd like to do my own thing, but you know, it's not like anybody's handing it to me, giving me instructions." You know, like all these other people. Then I was working with another friend and said, hey, just, you know, hop on a table and let's do some energy work. And suddenly she was channeling who I recognized to be my guides who kind of watch over me when I'm doing healing work. And over the course of several days, they both instructions and insights as to what we were working with. And I just took it off from there. You know, I've developed it out further from that, but that's where it came from.
From
the cosmos, right? So calling it a cosmic attunement seemed like a logical thing to do. And
yes, it is logical. Love that. All right, so what kind of things does it attune?
Right, so one of the things that I find really different from any of the modalities that I have studied before is there's a clearing up of any trauma or abuse or difficulties that you may have had in your life, or sort of I'm working in your sphere and clearing this up and winding up, sort of condensing it so that what is left is the treasure, is the strength, is the whatever wisdom you can pull out of that. You know, not that you were necessarily, you know, meant to have that difficulty or that it was, you know, it's not about that part. It's about you live through something you may never, ever want to live through again or even talk about. This way you can benefit from the strength and whatever you gain through that without having to deal with the trauma of it, and, you know, the emotion or the static.
So how long have you been doing these?
This was about 5 years ago that, you know, the wisdom came down and instructions in the blueprint. And I just really took off running because as soon, well, even so, my friend who was working with me, she, in the first session, she had longstanding chronic nerve pains in her belly area, and they went away. And 5 years later, they still have not come back. So I'm not necessarily tuning for physical issues, but they definitely do get cleared with some people.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, you know, I've had some pretty good experiences in the other decades where I was doing other work, but this was sort of amazing. And also, she was not a channel before she laid down on my massage table that day. She was definitely gifted, and she was a medium, but she'd never actually, you know, had that sort of experience. So that opened up for her. I've had actually three different women wound up leaving their relationships within a month to a year after the attunements, and definitely felt like it was as a result. And so it's not like the attunement broke up their relationship. It's that each of these three women were in abusive relationships and didn't know how to get out. And mm-hmm. so what they got from it was, you know, the confidence and the clarity and a stronger sense of self so that they were able to make the moves that they needed to make and just, you know, couldn't find the wherewithal, you know, or maybe it was even the external circumstances they couldn't, but things shifted for them. And they were fortunately able to, you know, go on to a happier life without, you know, the ex.
That's so huge. So it sounds almost like a general energy upgrade. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, it is. It's general energy. It also can clear up things like in ancestral lineage. Or on the other hand, I've had sessions where people's ancestors came in and offered a gift. So, I mean, some sort of, you know, clearing maybe of something that happened in the lineage. It has to do for people with their life path or their work or their purpose. I've had sometimes it's to help people see what they could or should be doing. Not should, but, you know, for their own, in connection with their own soul. So it's an energy upgrade. It's also clears the way so that you can have a better contact with your own higher self and with your soul. I use a lot of metaphors because there's just not really good words for this. And so one of them is you imagine driving around in your little car, cleaning up your car, you know, which is full of, you know, your life. It's full of the you know, chocolate wrappers and the cracker crumbs and whatever, you know, and the fight you had on the phone while you're driving down the highway and you're windshield is covered with bugs or dirt, whatever, you know, and I'm clearing all of that out so that if you, you know, with that metaphor, if like your windshield is dirty, your higher self can't see you and you can't really. In that way, I'm helping create better contact and easier contact so that, you know, not only are you clearing the energy in your life as here and now, the earthly being part of you, but having a much better and stronger connection with the rest of you, the non-physical part, right? The part of us that's eternal.
Right. That's a pretty good metaphor, actually. So is this something that's in person or can you do it remotely as well?
Yeah, it is remote. I started it, obviously, in person. I've done maybe only 3 in person or 4. I've done more than 60 or 70 online. And really well online. The energy doesn't really acknowledge time and space in that way, so no problem for that. And in some ways, it's my client is comfortable. You know, you're at home and or your work, wherever, relaxing in comfortable clothes in an environment that you feel safe and at home in. And I'm in my office doing my thing and with less distractions. And you can just really tap in. So it's when I'm working on somebody or with somebody, it's me and my guides, but it's also you and your guides. So there's a collaboration going on there, and I'm just sort of shown what to do, how to move the energy around. And while I'm doing that, I'm recording my comments about what's happening so that I'm not interrupting you in whatever you're receiving during that time. Right, so that, you know, if I say something about ocean, I don't want to influence you. You were just busy in a rainforest, you know. And so the energetic part is just about 15 or 20 minutes usually. And then we kind of come back together and I share what I was recording, what my insights or what my notes were about what was happening. And then you would tell me what was going on, you know, with you. And some people feel things. Some people see things. Some people have dead relatives visit them during these times. And other times it's, yeah, you know, we'll feel comfortable. You know, I was relaxed. But there's always something really deep going on. And so we kind of debrief on that and then have further ahas or make connections. And yeah, and so then there's also a follow-up session to kind of check back and see how you're doing, what changed, you know, and do you need any support.
So how do they book this with you?
Yeah, I've got a page that's just dedicated to the attunement. And do you want me to give it here, or you can...
Give it here. We'll post it up on News for the Soul as well.
Okay, wonderful. So I'm using, you know, to make it shorter, Bitly. So it's B like boy, I-T, dot L-Y.
Actually, you know what? There's no way we can follow that on the air.
Right.
Words, maybe.
Right.
Okay, just send us the link. We'll post it on newsforthesoul.com.
Yeah.
Just look for Gifts for the Soul 2023. Anything else you want to share about this gift?
It's like shifting, moving forward in your life on jet fuel, but only in the ways that are right for, you know, we're not forcing anything. We're just, and I believe me and the guides, we're just opening the way, you know, for you and for yourself to really expand into who you're here to be. And it's a really good hand up or leg up, soul up, with something up.
Actually, and what kind of things can they, forgot to ask this, what kind of things can they come to you for help with for one of these attunements?
Right. It's really, this can help on any level, and it will help on whatever level is needed. And so I actually request on that first session that people don't tell me. I mean, you could have any reason that you want to come to me, but I don't want to know it in advance, because I also don't want to be influenced. You know, if you come to me and you say, you know, my knee's been killing me, I need to work on that. And so then that's what we focus on, you know, but perhaps what you need was to finally express your creativity through the pottery making that you gave up, you know, and that may or may not have to do with your knee. But it's sort of what's for your highest good and your highest. And so when I don't have an agenda, it's easier to just come in and just let whatever needs to come through, come through. And then in subsequent sessions, I call them tune-ups, we could look more specifically at different things, you know, like the need or the relationship.
Perfect. I'm glad we got that in there then. So that is good to know. What's your main website, just in case they have trouble finding the elusive link?
Right. Yes, and I'm going to have to update it right away to get this on there, but it's this, it is spoonbenderscafe.com.
Okay, and all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. Sounds like a very cool gift, and we're going to let people know about it. Thank you, me too. It's so good to connect with you again today.
Yeah, thank you, Nicole. Talk to you soon. Bye.
That is our next gift for the soul. We'll be back with more after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
You're listening to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio since January 1997. We'll be right back with more in a moment. But first, I'd like to tell you about an amazing opportunity to tell our listeners about what you do. We're currently looking for like-minded services and products to feature in our upcoming Gifts for the Soul series. If what you have to offer can change lives, then we want to hear from you. Go to newsforthesoul.com right now and send us an email. That's newsforthesoul.com.
And Gifts for the Soul are what we're talking about right now as well. We started this tradition on News for the Soul many years ago and ran it for over a decade or so at least. And somehow we kind of forgot about it over the recent years, and we're dusting it off and bringing it back because it was really important about getting into a conscious mindset around the automatic programmed holiday gift-giving events. And the challenge is to make every gift you give be potentially life-changing. And we are providing some options for you to look at in the Gifts for the Soul series 2023, because it's back now. And our next Gift for the Soul comes to you from another one of our current News for the Soul hosts, Brenda Davis-Matz. Let's bring her on and find out what her gift is. Hi, Brenda. How are you doing?
Hi, Nicole. I'm great. How are you?
I am awesome, talking about holiday time and life-changing gifts always puts me in a good mood. So what is your official for the soul?
Oh, my gosh. I just love that you're doing this. It just, I'm thrilled, especially with the energies that we have going on through the collective. So my gift for the soul is really connecting people, animals, and nature to their own version of connected living, whatever that is. And through the modalities that I have of being a Karuna Reiki master, to being a light language channel, to working with essential oils, to really helping people find their path, connecting animals to their path, whether it is through physical healing, mental, emotional. It really is a journey unique to each individual. And as we come into this season, it's so important to really look at your own personal gifts and how you can apply them into the world around you. And whether you're looking to work with an animal that needs a little more care on some level, or yourself. I mean, this really is a time for not only self-care, but recognizing the needs of others. And, you know, when people are buying these gifts, you know, no matter what it is, oftentimes, you know, I think ultimately people want to buy something that is meant well for someone else, you know, kind of like you would like it yourself or something like that. But I think we're stepping into kind of a new energy. You know, you say you were dusting this off a little bit, but I think it's just perfect timing for the energies that we have where we're really connecting to not only what others need, but the feeling of that, you know, that heartfelt, empowered sense of giving from that authentic space. So really, you know, my gift for the soul encompasses whatever's needed for the soul, you know, whether you're looking for someone else on that journey or applying it to your own needs. Does that make sense?
Well, let's get specific and laser in on what that means. So what does that mean?
So really, if you are on the journey of trying to find your own life path and purpose, or healing yourself in some way physically, it could be an emotional type of healing that's needed as well. I mean, whatever's transpiring in your own personal world, my modalities assist others in connecting to those special places that each one of us have. And if you are working with animals, you know, in that respect, looking for more support, if your animal, whether it's behavioral, whether you have some physical ailment, whatever that is, and it's, you know, I work with large animals, small animal, it really doesn't matter. We're all unique beings. So
specifically, it's a healing session working with you. That's the gift for the soul we're talking about.
Yes, yes, and it would be. And I do groups as well as individual connections as well. So, yes, so it is. It is a healing session. I guess you could say that all in one. But it really, I look at it more of like connected living. And I think, you know, some people, individuals may consider it a healing session, but it really is a journey in connecting to more of yourself. And then the healing comes along. It's just sort of like you show an individual the way. And then you pick up on it and you carry on from there. And then you become more empowered and more understanding of your own personal gifts.
Awesome. So a connected living energy session. How does that sound?
Yes. I love that.
We have to label it.
I love that. Yes. Yes.
All right.
Well, it's hard to put a real label onto it because of its, you know, the capacity. But yes.
But we did it. And we're here.
We did
All
it.
Right.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
So you're speaking of the different applications you can have, which is pretty wide range. How does it work for people? Let's get into the mind of the gift giver. You know, how do they know if it's appropriate for someone?
Oh, that's a great question.
They wanted to gift.
So anyone can think of someone that they know that needs assistance in some way. You know, I mean, you can always think of somebody like, they are very tense and tight, or, you know, it could be just as simple as just being anxious or stressed out in some way, especially, you know, this time of year, my goodness, it's not hard to get that way. But when you also see somebody that's really either struggling or trying to find some balance, that's when you know that this would apply. The support of the Reiki, Karuna, translates to compassion. And the holy fire is really this beautiful innate energy as it is utilized, helps an individual really connect to their own process and clear whatever's needed. With regard to the light language, the channeling, that also is, you know, a power-packed energy that helps an individual connect to what they need. So when you're looking for a gift for someone, these modalities assist you in whatever you need, from the lightest of assistance to the most intense. So really it's an all-purpose, if you will.
How open-minded or experienced with energy does the gift receiver need to be?
Matter if you understand what that information is or not. If it feels right and resonates, that's always my suggestion. If something feels right and it resonates to you, then that's really where you go with it. So if you don't quite understand it, and for me it's really hard to put into words many times. Most of the individuals that do come to me are through word of mouth, and I can't tell you how many times I've had somebody say, well, go talk to Brenda. I really can't tell you what she does, but she does it. And it just seems to work out that way. So I've never really tried to contain it, but if an individual really resonates to it, then that would be kind of your call to step forward and explore more.
Okay, good. So do you have a specific holiday special? Like, how does the offering of the Connected Living Energy Session work?
Yes, as a matter of fact, if you want to use the coupon code GFTS at checkout, my one-hour sessions are $111 from the original $199. And so that magic number of 111 really creating that trinity flow of energy. Mm. And for those that are also interested and not really sure what to pick, if you don't want to just do that one-hour session, there are options available, but you'll have to contact me privately, and I will be doing a 20% off gift certificates through until the end of December. So if you are looking for something that is kind of out of this world, it is a beautiful way to either help yourself or help others find that space that they need for healing in whatever capacity.
Yes, and that's something to consider too, gifting yourself.
Absolutely.
That's a good thing. Always good. Absolutely. When it's a life-changing gift. Don't have to feel guilty about that for one second. All right, good stuff.
Never.
So the main thing is we have to clearly define how they can connect with you. So how do they connect with you or the cart you mentioned?
Absolutely. So you can go to my website at brendadavismats.com. That's BrendaDavismats.com. And then choose the one-hour session. Use coupon code GFTS at checkout, and you'll get that one-hour session for $111. If you hit the contact me part of that on the website, then just contact me privately and let me know that you've heard this information on News for the Soul, and you can connect to that 20% off gift certificate, and then we'll just connect privately after that to coordinate those details, and I can do that. But and two, if you have more, you know, questions, you know, about my work, the modalities, maybe checking out those social media feeds to see, you know, to explore more for yourself or to connect on a deeper level for you or others, You can find those connections on my website at brendadavismatz.com. So that's it.
Beautiful.
It's easy as that. Yeah.
And that is easy because you're also linked up at newsforthesoul.com, and the links will be right by this show link that you're listening to if you're in the archives already. And love it. Love your gift for the soul, Brenda, and thank you so much for bringing it to the program this year.
Yes, thank you, Nicole, for having it. It's been so great to talk to you, and I'm so excited that you're doing this. Thank you so much.
Yay, changing lives. Love it. Thanks, yeah. Brenda. BrendaDavismatz.com or find her at newsforthesoul.com. And we'll be back with more after this.
You're listening to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio since January 1997. We'll be right back with more in a moment. But first, I'd like to tell you about an amazing opportunity to tell our listeners about what you do. We're currently looking for like-minded services and products to feature in our upcoming Gifts for the Soul series. If what you have to offer can change lives, then we want to hear from you. Go to newsforthesoul.com right now and send us an email. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And we're back to discover our next gift for the soul, another blast from the past, former News for the Soul host, Mary Mazur. Mary, what is your gift for the soul?
Oh, hello, Nicole. Thank you for having me. My gift for the soul is connection, love, and fun. That is my gift.
How do you wrap that?
Right, yeah. So, yeah, my gift is to help connect within my own self. I've done this within myself, and I help others to connect with their higher aspects of themselves, their divinity parts of them, even their higher dimensional parts of them, who we may call your higher self and even higher dimensions, and be able to open up your heart again. So I help people to leave their minds and to step into the heart. And then it's in the heart is where we could have all the beautiful changes. And then we're meant to play here and have fun. So I help people, let's bring back our childlikeness back and playfulness. And doing it by healing the wounds we've had, by transforming limiting beliefs that we've created, by doing all kinds of amazing stuff. So, yeah.
So how do you facilitate the actual healing?
So I use a tool called Psych-K. So I am a certified Psych-K instructor and a Psych-K facilitator. So what Psych-K offers is a way to work directly with the subconscious mind. And I'm able to work with people over Zoom or even on the phone, but typically through Zoom. Where I'm able to connect into their higher self, their spirit part of them, and then their spirit part of them helps them navigate issues that are blocking them, frustrating them, limiting them, or you know, areas, right, where they have felt wounded or hurt, things like that. And then they get to connect into their wisdom. So the Psyche is an energy field of unconditional love that helps them feel safe enough to be able to actually come up with how would they rather things be, help lift them out of those dense, negative, harsh experiences or things that they are holding on to, and then release those, let those go, and then step into the positive. How do they want to be from their heart center? What's their heart's desires? They come up with what they do want, and they literally reprogram their subconscious mind within minutes. And transform perceptions that they maybe didn't have before or now they'll be able to have so that they can actually view the world from a whole viewpoint and their own selves from a bigger, wider viewpoint instead of being stuck in just a contracted, limited viewpoint.
Mm-hmm. Yes. For those listening who've been with me over the years, you'll remember that you may have heard of Psych-K through Bruce Lipton, who was talking about the most effective ways to clear the
the negative stuff and limiting stuff out of the subconscious mind. And I've actually personally done sessions on with Psyche people, and they're amazing, literally life-changing in an hour. I mean, it's crazy. So what kind of things have you helped people with your Psyche sessions, Mary?
Yeah, thank you for that. And it's whatever they're ready for to bring in. So I've helped women from like fourth stage cancer heal their bodies back to health, to people who have gone through, you know, rough, let's say divorces. In fact, even my sister, you can help friends and family and then also clients. So from going through rough, abusive, you know, marriages, things like that, where I've helped people step into their personal power and connect and to be able to ground themselves again, center themselves again, and to be able to move more peacefully, divorce or even, you know, issues a lot of people are going through, even financial stressors, right? People that are under a lot of stress about scarcity, you know, survival, you know, suffering, pain, things like that. And the gift with Psyche is you get to be able to look at any of those issues and be able to pick the biggest one that's coming up for you. So I've helped people with each of these areas. And then they get to shift into how would they rather it be. So they're going to use whatever they're going through to help lift them up into expanding into being a new way, to basically learn the lessons from it, learn the purpose for why it was there, and then be able to rectify it. So, yeah, I've helped people. I've helped a woman that she had a lot of – she had a previous partner that died, and you know, she was a single mom and went through a lot of emotional things through the COVID stuff. So she got very dizzy, couldn't even stand still well, and she had to wear glasses. Her whole vision, her left and right eyes wouldn't work very well together. And yeah, within a short time, within a few sessions with her, she's amazing. She couldn't drive anymore. She couldn't do a lot of things that limited her greatly. And when once she was able to connect into the purpose for why it was there, and then she got to the roots, that's what Psyche helps you with, she got to the source of why her body was creating all of this, and then she landed into becoming, feeling safe here, feeling centered, and allowing her masculine and feminine to work in unity with herself, and that's what her eyes were in conflict about, and it came back into harmony. So now she no longer wears glasses. She can drive and take her kids wherever she wants now, and she is opened up in so much more expansion. Her whole life has changed. So, yeah.
Wow. That's huge. So what are the logistics of this? I'm assuming you can do it anywhere in the world.
Yes, and I've had clients. I have clients all over the world. I have clients from Australia all the way through America. So the good thing with Zoom is that we can, depending on the time tables, we adjust our time to do that. So there's two things with Psyche. One, you can have a private session. So if you'd like to be, you know, want the changes now, and that's what Psyche is here for, is for people that are ready for the changes. So if someone is still just complaining or wallowing or just mad about stuff and they're not ready to change yet, then Psyche is not for them. Once they get to a point where they're sick of that and they actually realize, wow, I got to change something, boom, then they might hear about Psyche. Because Psyche is all about a help assisting you when you're ready to make the change, because you're going to make that change within you. You're actually creating the issue that's outside of you, and most people don't think that they are doing that. They may not take that responsibility to realize that we actually are co-creating everything here in this world and in our lives, and that because if you're creating that stuff, you can actually create really good stuff too because of it. So so with that, yes, a private session is great when people are ready for the changes right away, like the woman that wanted to be able to, you know, drive again and let go of having to wear glasses, things like that. And then she did come to one of my workshops. So you can start getting help with private sessions, which is super helpful. And then what I highly recommend is when those that are ready to actually have this tool for their own self to use it anytime they want is to come to a workshop. So the workshops are perfect because they get to work with themselves anytime. I use this several times a day for myself. It works very quickly and effectively and helps you shift your vibration and energy field back into your true essence again. So learning it is the best best cavity when you're ready for it, when you're ready for that self-responsibility to have it for yourself and to help others.
So how do people book a session with you?
Oh, thank you for that. So they'll need to go to my website, and my website is igniteandhealyourlife.com. So that's igniteandhealyourlife, L-I-F-E.com. And they can click contact us. They could, and if they want to send me an email, if they have questions about it, I can offer a link, 10 minutes, where they want to at least test it out, see if this might work for them, that as a gift. And then on my website, they can actually book a full session if they're ready for the changes.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Let's give you your website again.
Sure. igniteandhealyourlife.com. And I also am an instructor, so I have my workshops are on there too. I can talk about that a little bit if you want, about when they can come learn this too.
So what we want to do is we're going to put this link on newsforthesoul.com as well by the Gifts for the Soul page. Beside this interview, and got a couple minutes left. What is the most important thing that they need to know?
Oh, great question. That you can make the changes that you're ready for, that you have everything within you. You have the answers within you. You have the wisdom within you. You have the power within you. The whole point is that you can make changes that you your heart desires and that you would love to have. It's just a matter of you having the courage and the willingness to be willing to go make a change and to be willing to help yourself with some beautiful tools like Psyche that can greatly help you with making those changes.
All right, Mary, so grateful that you brought this gift into the program this year. I know that you do have to be ready to change because it works. That's why. So that's a good thing. It's amazing. Check Mary's link out there. Mary, have a great holiday season.
Oh, thank you. You too. I send my love always. Uh-huh.
All right, Mary, be well.
You too. Bye-bye.
And we're here talking with our next offering, Gift for the Soul, Lila from Whole Heart Alchemy, another show on News for the Soul. She's a current host, and she's going to be telling you what her gift is. I'll just remind you why, what Gifts for the Soul is and why we're doing it. It's a longstanding tradition here at News for the Soul for decades that somehow we lost track of in the last few years, but every gift-giving season, we seek out life-changing gifts, potentially life-changing gifts, as alternatives to just kind of mindlessly hitting the malls, you know, in the last couple of days of shopping days and doing that approach. So it's very powerful though, when you accumulate all these life-changing possibilities in one place, and that's what we're doing, and that's why. So, Lila, welcome.
Well, thank you, Nicole. This is amazing. Yeah, sharing life-changing modalities and gifts than going to the store and getting trampled, I think.
much more pleasant. So what is your gift for the soul?
All right. So I'm an emotion code and body code practitioner. What that means is that with the emotion code, you can release trapped emotions and help your body heal and also help yourself feel better and connect more to, you know, what's going on around you, to your friends and family. You'll feel lighter. And the body code actually works on bringing the body into balance. So there's ways of tapping into the subconscious mind, which allows me, the practitioner, to get answers from your subconscious. And this applies to the emotion code and the body code. And when I do that, and I do that through muscle testing, and I do that remotely. Most of my clients, I think I've only had like one or two clients in person. Everybody else is somewhere else in the world. But, you know, if you're following what is going on in this radio station and knowing that we are all connected through the quantum field, we know we can connect instantly to someone else anywhere on the planet. It could even be on the other side of the universe, as far as I understand. So fortunately, everybody's a lot closer than that. So what I can do is I get answers. I'll ask questions that have yes or no answers, and I will get answers to what is going on in your body and what your body needs. Now, the cool thing about this is you really never know what's showing up. So let's say, you know, somebody has an issue with their gut, and I'm talking more about body code now than emotion code, and you think, well, okay, there's physical things going on in the gut. You know, there's your colon and small intestine, all that stuff, and there are balances there, sure. But there could be deep-seated energies that are trapped there, not just emotions, but energies like despair anchors and there's something called a will to, like a will to do something that's not so good for yourself, or no will to, or there could be toxins involved. There could be adjustments that are needed. There could be the meridians can be involved. All these things, you know, what I'm doing is basically being a detective. I go in and I find out what these things are. And a lot of times I find that they don't make sense. So there's no real logic here. But in the end, you know, if you're feeling relief, if you're feeling, you know, that you can go on with your life and feel better about everything, then, you know, it's working regardless of whether it actually makes sense. And I think eventually we will figure out how these things are working. But at the moment, you know, we're just starting out with energy healing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's basically what
I'll just
is.
Say. Lila does this on her radio show. Well, you do the clearings, but I mean,
right.
It's amazing the feedback you get every time you're on from the callers.
Yeah.
It's incredible. So,
yeah.
And the fact that you're able to do some access the subconscious mind of the caller and clear things. It's quite remarkable. You know, it's almost become a bit blasé, like, oh yeah, regular life. But, you know, 20 years ago, this was unheard of. So it is huge.
Yeah.
So give us a couple examples of, do they do just one or the other, or is it important to do both, or does it matter?
It actually doesn't matter. It's all sort of meld together. The emotion code is actually a part of the body code. It's like the core of it. Because most of the time when you get down to it, there are trapped emotions that are involved. So, and I really only use emotion code for heart wall releases. Because that's really where it's best. So that's why, and I can do those relatively fast, as you know, and I do that on the show, which works really well. The body code, what I find is if I'm dealing with more issues in the body or in behavioral or mental issues, I find the body code is actually the best tool because it will find all these different things that are going on. I don't have access to that with the emotion code. But they're basically combined. They're just basically combined together. And I think the way Dr. Bradley Nelson, he's the author of the Emotion Code book and the developer of these modalities, you know, he has made it possible for anybody to do this. There is the Emotion Code book, and now there's the Body Code book. And when the Body Code book came out earlier this year, bought it, and I'm reading it, I'm like, oh, my God, you could actually heal yourself with this thing. It really would work. You may not get the depth of healing that a practitioner can do, but you can do an awful lot with it. So, you know, it's a really beautiful, elegant way to help people heal. And I had access to a body code practitioner last year who I saw a lot. And as other practitioners may understand, it's not always best to be working on yourself because you won't see everything. You won't find it. You have a bias against, you know, what your thinking is, your behaviors, or whatever it is. So I had tremendous healings last year with my body code practitioner. There were things that he found that, oh, my gosh, that made a huge difference in my physical body and, of course, in my emotional, energetic body. So that just that experience alone of being a client helped me become a better healer because, man, now I know this works. You know, this is like there's no question in my mind. Yeah, it's very powerful.
So what
stuff.
Kind of healings happen to you?
Boy, okay, so the first one of the first times I worked with Josh, this is this guy's name, I had had an injury, or I'd fallen a couple of times and injured my left knee. And I see it's actually a naturopath, but he's like a chiropractor. He does physical adjustments on the body. And he would, every month or so, he'd be adjusting my knee. And the pain would, but eventually it would come back. And as a practitioner, I said, okay, I know there's something there. There's something, there's some energy there. But I couldn't really get to it. I wasn't getting to the core of it myself. So one of the first things I had Josh do was to work on my knee. And he found whatever he found, I don't recall right now, but he found the energies, released them. I think I had one more adjustment on my knee, and after that, it hasn't bothered me since. So that's pretty profound.
Wow.
Yeah. It is. And,
are you seeing similar things with the people you're working on?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just yesterday, right before the show, I had a client who was having some major issues with her stomach. Now, she's got things going on with her her family, which is causing her a lot of stress. And stress always shows up in her gut. And so she, you know, I worked on her, released a lot of stuff, did there was disconnections in her organs. Basically, the energy organ and the physical organ were disconnected, and you want them connected so they communicate properly. So there were all these disconnections, which I reconnected, and by the end of the session, she was able to eat. She hadn't been able to eat anything. She was feeling really nauseous before. So, yeah, that was a pretty spectacular healing right there.
Wow.
Yeah, and it happens. That happens frequently, but it, not always. Sometimes things are a lot deeper. So, you know, it may take several sessions to get to the root of a problem. And even then, we might find other tendrils of other things related to that problem. I mean, it, as I said, it's not logical, so we can't really predict what's going to happen. But, you know, as I always say, I just work here. I get the information from the subconscious mind, and I interpret it, you know, through the Body Code app, and I get my answers, and they seem to work. Yeah, I
wow.
Yeah, I know.
So they have the choice. They can do release trapped emotions. They can do physical healing, or they can do a combination of both. How do people get a hold of you to purchase this gift, either for themselves or someone they love?
Yeah, so my website is wholeheartalchemy.net, and you can go on there and go to services, the services tab or link, and see what I offer. I do have packages available if you want to buy 3 sessions, 4 sessions. I think I even got 10 sessions up there. That's a new one. I do have a code for News for the Soul listeners, so you can get a discount on any service that I offer. And for individual services, the code is NFTS10, and that's 10% discount on all services, whatever it is. And then there is also one for the packages. Now, this is meant for the Heartwall show, but it works on all the packages. So that's NFTSHW10. So that HW stands for Heartwall. And, yeah, you can just go ahead and book a session if you'd like. You can also I have a 15-minute chat available, so you can sign up for that and, you know, find out if we're a match. You know, not every practitioner is going to work with every client. You know, it's just the vibration, the energy that has to sink. And, you know, there are some people who, you know, I talk to them, they don't come back. There are others, they come back again and again. You never know.
Yeah, like all the people on the show. Brilliant. All right, well, that's
yeah.
How you get a hold of Lila. And we've also got Lila all linked up on the Gifts for the Soul page at newsforthesoul.com. And I want to thank you, Lila, for bringing your gift to the soul, for the soul, to the table.
And, it's a pleasure.
And happy holidays.
It's a real pleasure. Yeah, you too. Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, and whatever you celebrate, have fun.
All right. Lila is all linked up. Look for her gift for the soul at newsforthesoul.com, and we're back with more after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul. Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And continuing with our Gifts for the Soul series of 2023, this is a long-standing tradition we did for years over the decades here at News for the Soul, and it kind of got forgotten about, so we're dusting it off and bringing it back because it was important and popular, and about life-changing gifts. You know, when we give, we sort of go into autopilot, you know, get out of the heart and get into the mall and, you know, just do whatever. And it's to really encourage us to think and be more conscious about this time of year and make it stand for something and use it as an opportunity to make a difference. The challenge is to make every gift you give a potentially life-changing gift, and to offer some choices for that, we provide the Gifts for the Soul radio series. So our next gift for the soul is Sandra, let me premise this with the intro. She is the current host. Some of you already know her. Sandra Jones Keller is the host of Conscious Parenting, which has become a really cool show, a very important topic for parents with kids of any age. And she just brought the whole family on there and has been doing this show on Fridays, and it's amazing. She has a gift for the soul to tell you about. Welcome, Sandra.
Oh, thank you so much, Nicole, for including me in this most important gift-giving.
It is important, and it's such an exciting series, because once you get the flow going and you've got all these amazing opportunities that take you to a whole new level, what is your gift for the soul?
So my gift for the soul is I am a conscious parenting coach and an author. So my gift for the soul, I've got two books that fit in perfectly with what I talk about on my Conscious Parenting show. One is Tips and Trips of Parenting a New Age Kid, and the other book is 21 Lessons to Empower the New Age Kid. And both of these books would make amazing gifts for those parents that are on a conscious path and want to align with their higher parenting, with being in agreement and alignment with what they have come to do as a parent and to honor their kids. And so both of these books really foster a different way of being with our children.
Love it. And something the kids could buy for mom and dad, too. I love that.
Oh, my gosh. You know, absolutely, because they're called 21 Lessons to Empower the New Age Kid and Tips and Trips of Parenting a New Age Kid, and they really go hand in hand. Tips and Trips is a series of personal essays of my family and how we've dealt with certain issues. And it's great because it's not a how-to book, but you definitely walk away with tools to foster more peace, more joy, reduce anxiety and stress in parenting and those power struggles, and to really get back into the joy of parenting. And this book is divided into five sections, and it even has before birth stories. So you can look from 0 to 3, from 4 to 7, from 8 to 11, and 12 to 15. And some of the topics that are covered are tantrums and bedtime struggles and eating and self-regulation and some alternatives to corporal punishment. And there's a lot in there about homeschooling because we have homeschooled our daughter from the very beginning. And so this is a fun approach to parenting. You definitely walk away with creative solutions to some of the things that you deal with as a parent.
And these are like tried and tested through your family, all of the methods in the books, correct?
Absolutely. All of the stories are recreated from actual incidents that occurred with my family. And what's great is that a lot of the stories actually have dialogue. So you get to be immersed in my family and how we work through an issue. And so you kind of like a fly on the wall. You get to be there watching how we navigate things that come up in parenting. You know, and I really love this book because it gives parents permission not to be perfect and to start laughing at themselves and to, like, learn to apologize if necessary. You know, we're all doing the best that we can, and we're not perfect. And, you know, if we can learn to laugh at ourselves and to just give ourselves permission, like, wow, that, you know, maybe I could have handled that better, and then just, you know, make a correction and vow to handle it better next time. But this book just shows you how on our journey we've had to apologize. We've kind of, it's called Tips and Trips because we've had some trips, you know, over the years. And so it's just a fun way to explore parenting. And it just brings some very creative solutions to just like everyday problems.
Love it. Love it a lot. So you started this really as you said before, giving birth, and it was your intention the whole way through to be a conscious parent. So mm-hmm. is that how long it took you to put this book together, those years?
Yes, it actually did. I mean, let's see, it goes up until my daughter is 15 years old. She's 17 now, but I was gathering stories for that whole time, and I started, you know, writing it and putting it together as a book, and I was compelled to do that because, you know, these kids that are coming through are very different from previous generations. They're more aware, they're more connected to their higher self. Some of them have psychic abilities, some of them have healing abilities, and so you can't just use old parenting paradigms that have been used, you know, from our ancestors. So that doesn't work. And so my husband and I have used the same tools and techniques that we use in our marriage in our parenting. And, you know, I say conscious parenting because it's really parenting in a way that respects and honors your children as intelligent, conscious beings with their own life purpose. You know, so these kids are not coming here for our benefit and pleasure. These spirits have their own purposes and agendas for life, and they're coming to do great things. And the last thing we want to do as parents is stand in their way by projecting our own fears, limitations, and judgments onto them. And so my books help parents align with all of this new energy that's on the planet, that's coming into the planet, so that we can be more in tune and aware of what we're doing as parents and not just following old paradigms because that's what our parents did and that's what their parents did. Like, it's time to move out of that. And so my books are helping, supporting parents and moving out of those old parenting paradigms. And they're all very personal. And so they can be used as a family book because the Tips and Trips has original illustrations done by my husband, and they're amazing. And it also has pictures. And so it's a family book where even young kids can participate and read the stories and understand the stories, and they can watch Mecca grow. And you can, like, look at some of her expressions and, like, ooh, I think Mecca's mad there, or, wow, what's going on there? And so it's a multisensory book. You're reading it. You're looking at pictures. You're looking at illustrations. And there's also some icebreaker questions in it. And so it's a gentle parenting book.
But conscious, and I love it. And, you know, talk about a life-changing gift. This potentially could change the lives of the parents, the kids, and all the generations to follow. So
yeah.
How's that for life-changing? Love it.
Absolutely.
So we tell them how they can buy it.
It's available on Amazon. Both of these books, 21 Lessons to Empower the New Age Kid and Tips and Trips of Parenting a New Age Kid, are both available on Amazon. And you can get them in an ebook or in a soft cover. So if you get the ebook, you can have it right away. You can start using the tools and the principles. And if you want to get the soft cover of the book, you can get that. And you can use it like at family dinner time or as your morning mindfulness lessons. You can read a story and you guys can talk about it as a family. And like I said, it's humorous. It brings humor and creativity to parenting. And so they're both available through Amazon. My name is Sandra Jones Keller. And you can go to my website, sandrajoneskeller.com, and they're both listed on that. And, you know, I love these books because if a parent were to use the tips and tricks and then also use the 21 Lessons to Empower the New Age Kid, and that's a series of conversations. And so they go hand in hand where you're having these family conversations and then you move into these lessons, and they're like mindfulness lessons. And I talk about grounding, like how to ground and bring your energy back. Affirmations, you know, teaching kids and parents, like you're always using affirmations. You're always affirming what you want in your life. You just have to start looking at your thoughts. I do lessons on beliefs, how your subconscious and unconscious beliefs create your life. One of my favorite is blame versus responsibility, where I'm really talking to the parents and the kids about the importance of responsibility, because that's where you can create when you're in a state of you have no power. And so it's from the place of being responsible that you actually create and generate and be a contribution to humanity. And so the 21 Lessons book, they're short. They're meant to be done in 15 to 20 minutes, and they're conversations. And so they have facilitator notes. So even if you're not familiar with any of these terms, you can just follow. You can read it as is, or you can paraphrase.
All right. I love it. It's very life-changing, a perfect gift to suggest for kids to buy for mom and dad or anyone knows any parents, especially new parents. But parents of any age, of kids of any age, it's perfect. I love it. Thank you, Sandra. We're loving your show, and we love this gift for the soul. Thank you for participating in our series this year.
Thank you so much for including me.
Sandra's books are available on Amazon. All the notes will be by the show link here at newsforthesoul.com. And we're back with more in a little bit.
You're listening to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio since January 1997. We'll be right back with more in a moment. But first, I'd like to tell you about an amazing opportunity to tell our listeners about what you do. We're currently looking for like-minded services and products to feature in our upcoming Gifts for the Soul series. If what you have to offer can change lives, then we want to hear from you. Go to newsforthesoul.com right now and send us an email. That's newsforthesoul.com.